This is the Karima Brown Show. You are listening to 702. Now, AfriForum has announced that its head of private prosecutions, Gerry Nel, will be assisting the family of Rashiel Jimmy in a formal inquest that is expected to be held before a High Court judge in February 2019. If you remember, Rashiel burnt to death in his Ford Cougar while on holiday in the wilderness in December 2015. The family then hired a forensic expert who reported ascertained that the fire started with the car's electronic wiring system behind the dashboard. Ford, however, has denied this and has to date not claimed any form of responsibility for the fire. So the private prosecutions unit of AfriForum hopes to obtain a clear and unambiguous response from Ford on the status of the report that was conducted by the company's own fire investigator, Mr. Anthony Young. Well, Advocate Gerry Nel now joins me on the line for more details on this. Advocate Nel, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima.
Mr. Nel, what motivated you to take on this particular case? Ford is a massive multinational company. It has taken out extensive ads to try and reassure the public. It's also taken this model off. But as you correctly point out, they have never actually taken responsibility for being responsible and for the car's electronic wiring system, being at fault. What is the motivation here to take on this company?
Well, the motivation is just this, that I firmly believe, and that's why we created this unit, in equality before the law, that all people are equal before the law, and are absolutely against selective prosecutions. So when the Jimmy family came to see me, that was early last year, and that was just when the NPA decided not to prosecute.
Mm-hmm.
And they applied for a nolle prosequi certificate, which the NPA denied, and they received no communication from the magistrates, and they didn't know what was happening with the matter. I then got involved, and Karima, just allow me 1 minute. You know, when we set out to establish this unit, we said we'll focus on people that are sheltered from prosecution. Now, just quickly, we started with people that are sheltered because of political connections.
Yes.
Then we moved on to people that were sheltered because of who they were in society. And then thirdly is also what we think of and what we perceive as corporate bullies.
Mm.
Now, in this particular matter, when the Jimmy family came to me, they said that during a meeting, Ford looked at their lawyer and said, "We've got deep pockets."
Mm.
And Karima, I couldn't believe it. You know, I was flabbergasted thinking that somebody would say that to a grieving family.
Mm.
And I wanted to establish that for myself.
Yes.
And I met with Ford, and they confirmed it.
They confirmed to you that they told the family lawyer that we've got deep pockets.
Indeed. Let me just put it into context. What they then said is, but I should understand and we should put it into context. And I was thinking, and I told them, and I thought, how can you put it into context? Every bully that's ever caught out would like you to put things into context and would like you to think that they're doing it to benefit others. So even if they want to put it into context, and I hope they can, I just think that it should not be said, that they should open communication lines, at least talk to the Jimmy family, which they stopped doing a year ago. They only spoke to us now. So that for me was the reason why I got involved in this matter. You know, Karima, when they asked Renisha, Jimmy, a question today to quantify what they've lost, her answer was, "We've lost everything." And, you know, what more can you lose than everything?
Exactly. And of course, what price can you put on a life? And of course, this is the thing that big companies seem to put very little value on. Let's just go back to the process of doing a private prosecution or an investigation. The NPA decided not to prosecute, but it didn't give a nolle. So how are you going to proceed?
That was well within their rights, Karima. They said that although they decided not to prosecute, they referred the matter and all the evidence to a magistrate to decide to hold an inquest. Now, mm-hmm. it's a fact in South Africa that if there's an unnatural death, that there should either be a prosecution or an inquest.
Yes.
And so the NPA is that we would wait for the outcome of the inquest and then make a final decision, which is well within their rights.
Mm.
And that's why we then decided, on request of the family, to support them in this formal inquest to ensure that all the evidence are led, that the evidence are led in such a way that the prosecution might follow and that we're satisfied with the way that the evidence will be put before the inquest court. And that's why we're involved there. What will then happen, Karima, is the judge will make two findings. Firstly, what the cause of death was and if somebody could be held responsible.
Mm.
Then the matter will be referred back to the NPA. They will have a second opportunity to decide to prosecute or not. If they then prosecute, I think it's brilliant because that's all we want. We want
yes.
to be prosecuted. And secondly, Karima, if they decide not to prosecute, certainly we will consider a private prosecution.
Absolutely. We will then, of course, completely keep our eyes glued to that process. We're waiting for the outcome of the inquest. The private unit of the AfriForum is there to make sure that this family gets justice, that everything gets taken into consideration. And one, of course, hopes that the NPA does its job. But Karinal indicating that if they don't and they believe they have a case, they will, in fact, prosecute on behalf of the family.